This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com. There you'll find a lot of great companies to do business with right there on our homepage. We've got a help box. You can send us any questions by email through there. And then our helpline is always open, 303-333-HELP, 303-333-4357. I want to welcome Kyle O'Dell with us. Kyle's a managing partner with OWRS Firm. Kyle, how are you, sir?
Doing great, Scott.
Good weekend?
Yes, it was a good weekend. Got in a round of golf and, spend time with friends and family. So wow. Can't beat it.
Well, again, Kyle is with us every week, and we talk about everything involved, really, with your retirement planning. Kyle does a free consultation. You can reach him at 303-780-7350. So, Kyle, man, a lot going on with this, and Social Security is going to be our topic a little bit today, but over the last few weeks and months of new clients and all, what are you hearing from people?
You know, whenever we do so every Sunday morning I'm on NBC here in town, and we always, you know, hit on different topics. And this week was, you know, the big mistakes. What are the primary, you know, two or three primary mistakes most people make as they head into retirement? And we usually continue that topic here on our show where we can go a little bit more in depth. And, you know, when I see retirees come in our office, I mean, we have conversations, and what we see is people, you know, they save and save and save for retirement. When it comes to finally taking that retirement check, most Americans need everything that they've saved up to that point. And, you know, what we find is that some are collecting less and even way less than they should. And the reason is that because of taxes or improperly filing for Social Security, they've kind of painted themselves into a corner and penalized themselves. And so today we're going to talk, you know, start off talking about Social Security and collecting it, and when should you do that, and how. There are a number of different ways. There are actually, for a married couple, approximately 567 different ways to file for Social Security. And in fact, the Social Security Administration, they have over 2,700 rules, and then those rules have subsets, which takes it over to over 100,000 rules and subsets of rules. It's actually more complex, Scott, than our actual IRS tax code.
Which is complicated.
Which I don't even want to think about. That will hurt my head. So Social Security, it's easy to mess up. It's easy to file improperly. Most people think, well, it's just an age. It's, you know, hey, I'm going to retire this week, or, you know, I'm going to take this benefit. And I would tell people that if you're taking a benefit prior to your full retirement age, then you're probably making a mistake almost every time. So your Social Security benefits, they're calculated based on your highest 35 years of earnings on record. And that's why when you get those statements, when you open it up on the right-hand side, it lists out 35 years of earnings. It'll list that out. And so you always want to go back and check those and make sure that those are correct. But if you file too early, you could end up lowering that benefit for your entire life. And you're eligible to receive that full monthly benefit once you reach what's called your full retirement age, which, depending on the year of that you were born, it's either age 66 or age 67, or it's somewhere in between, age 66 and 2 months or 4 months, right. So somewhere in there. However, Social Security allows you to start claiming those benefits as early as age 62 if you're not working any longer. So if you file for benefits before your full retirement age, you can claim a benefit, but your income has to be, I believe if you're married, it's below $34,000. If you're single, it's 17, or I think it's 17. It's right, I'm sorry. There's so many rules, Scott.
Oh, I don't know how you keep up with
so,
any of them.
Actually, if your income is approximately below $17,500, somewhere right in there, Then you can file for your Social Security benefit if you have not reached your full retirement age, and you can get a portion or all of your benefit. But many seniors, they choose to get this, you know, to go that route. And whether it be because they need the money or they simply wish to retire ahead of the game, but anytime you take those benefits ahead of full retirement age, you essentially lock yourself into a lower monthly payment for life. And for most people, that's a mistake. And what I always tell people is, you know, retiring is not about an age or that you want to.
Right.
It's about your financial health. And most people, I mean, if we look at two examples, so let's say that we have a family that is fairly well off, that, you know, has seven figures of assets and they're going to retire. Almost every time, if they start taking their Social Security benefit at or before that full retirement age, they're probably making a mistake, because they probably, in most instances, they have too much in assets built up in IRAs and 401ks, and they're going to have a big tax problem down the road when they get to 70 and a half and have to start taking those required minimum distributions. What mm-hmm. they probably should do is delay that Social Security and go ahead and withdraw some of that money from those IRAs and 401ks and spend some of that money down. Now let's go to the flip side. Let's say that I have someone that is really hasn't saved up a lot of assets, and now they want to retire. Well, most certainly, you know, if they haven't saved up a lot of assets and they're going to retire and try and make it on Social Security, which, you know, unfortunately a lot of families are in that spot, and I know that that could be a tough spot, but, you know, they probably need to rethink that retirement date. That if Social Security is 80-90% of that income, and that's what they're going to rely on from here on out, you know, if life throws them a curveball in terms of healthcare costs, or, you know, down the road they need to buy a new car, or they need to update the kitchen, whatever need, you know, whatever happens, if their income is a fixed income off of Social Security, and very little other savings, then we're probably retiring too early at that point.
Right. So there are mistakes that you can make with this whole Social Security thing that can really, really mess you up if you don't do it right. I mean, that's as simply put as we can do it.
Yep.
So would you recommend people, you know, getting in touch with you? I mean, even before they
right.
file, kind of just to say, hey, you know, what should we do?
We provide in our office a free Social Security analysis. And I have two certified Social Security experts within our company that I can reach out to if, you know, I can answer most questions, but I can reach out to Joe and Bob. They have those answers, or we can reach out to the Social Security Administration to get those answers. But when we look at it, you know, if you file, you have 12 months to basically change your mind or go back and redo it. Once you've gone 12 months, you've locked yourself in. Mm. And so, you know, and families will tell me all the time, you know, Scott, hey, you know, I'll go to, they'll say, you know, I plan on going to the Social Security Administration, to their office. Well, what's great is their office, they're very knowledgeable. The problem is they are prohibited from giving advice. They can't look at your full financial picture and say, okay, out of the hundreds of ways to file, Here's how you should file, you know, in an ideal situation based on your financial picture.
Right.
They can't do that. They can't look at your health, your age, your difference between your age and your spouse, you know, your taxes. What does your tax situation look like now? What's it going to look like in the future? What are your assets? They can't look at all that. All they can do is say, well, today is Monday, July 30th. Based on today, you should file this way today to get the most benefit today. That's all they can do. They can only look at today. They can't say, you know what, Scott, you ought to wait 6 months, or you ought to wait, you know, this is how you ought to do it several months from now, because right. you'd get a greater benefit. So they just can't make those.
So they're looking kind of at that little snapshot of a whole big picture that's really there.
That's right. Yeah. They're looking at today. So, you know, that is something we put together for families. If they want to, you know, contact our office, we can create a Social Security analysis. Now, it's also based on all of your other assets. So we're going to take a look at everything, so that, you know, if we're going to make a recommendation, it has to be based on, you know, what does that full financial picture look like? Typically, when we make that recommendation, we'll run a couple different alternatives. I'll run it. You tell me, you know, Scott, how you want to file your Social Security. Then I'll run it based on our recommendations, and we can run a couple alternatives in there. But usually the difference between the way that you're filing and the way that we are recommending, on average for a married couple, it's more than a $200,000 difference of benefits over your lifetime. And when you look at Social Security, it's taxed differently and better than most of your other assets. So if we can get an extra 200 grand over your lifetime, if you live a normal life expectancy, coming in that's taxed differently and better, that's some good money on
that's
the table.
Real money, yeah.
Right. It's hard dollars. And so when you look at it, you know, if you've got a, let's say a married couple that has, let's just say, $35,000 a year coming in from Social Security, that's the equivalent in a lot of instances as having a $1 million lump sum of cash that we're withdrawing from. Now, how would we treat a $1 million lump sum?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you go to the Social Security website, it tells you, unfortunately, it'll say, hey, in 15 minutes, you can have it all figured out. We make it real simple on our website. Well, if I had a $1 million lump sum heading into retirement, I promise you I'd take more than 15 minutes to figure out how I'm going to invest it, manage it, withdraw from it, and create an overall plan.
Sure.
Right? So for every 35, 40 grand a year that you get coming in from Social Security, that's the equivalent of about a $1 million lump sum of cash that we're withdrawing from, and we want to get that right.
And it seems like the word taxes comes up in a whole lot of what we do with you. I mean,
it does.
There's just so many different areas, whether you're talking about 401k or, mm-hmm. you know, whatever. Taxes right there can kill you.
They certainly can. You know, it's a tough one. And so, you know, and this is why we work with a couple of, you know, CPAs and tax professionals in town on the Social Security side. You know, that's why we want to use, you know, Social Security planning tools and so forth. There's a lot to this, or a lot of moving parts. And, you know, the way I always think of it, Scott, is if I'm a pilot and if I were to fly, you know, daily, a lot of times pilots have the same routes all the time that they fly. Let's say from Denver to Phoenix and back and forth. They'll, you know, in one day go back and forth a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, this is what I do every day for families, you know, and figuring out, you know, let's put together a Social Security analysis. Let's talk about, you know, taxes and bring in that tax professional and everything so that we're looking at everything. And this is what we do day in and day out, just like a pilot flies back and forth from here to Phoenix. But from here to Phoenix, there's a lot that can go wrong. You know, you've got weather, you know, we have no idea, especially here in Denver, we've seen sure. it the last couple of weeks, weather can roll in overnight
mm-hmm.
and create havoc. You know, you have different flight patterns, different altitudes that you need to fly at different times. And you go up there in the cockpit and there are 1,000 different toggles and switches. My job is to be that pilot to figure out, okay, what's our flight path? And when, you know, if there's a weather pattern that pops up, well, how do we get around that? So how do we mitigate risk or eliminate risk? And so taxes are a big issue, you know, and I ask everyone, all, you know, families all the time, you know, when April 15th comes around and you're having your taxes done, do you ever write the check for a larger amount than what the IRS is asking you to write it for?
No.
No.
As a tip?
No. You know, let me throw in a little more because I think they're more responsible with my money than I am.
Right.
Right? So, no, we never do that. Well, if we don't have a plan to mitigate market risk, to mitigate taxes, to, you know, get the most out of Social Security, if we don't have a plan for all these different areas, we're going to leave money on the table. We're going to overspend in taxes. We're going to leave money on the table from Social Security. We're going to lose money in the market. If we don't have a plan, like we've talked about and we say it almost every week, if you don't have a plan, then the only thing you have is hope.
Yeah.
And hope is not a strategy.
For sure. Now, you mentioned real quick before a break, you had a Social Security type pamphlet.
So we have a Social Security pamphlet that we're going to give away today for the first 5 callers that call our office. And it answers a lot of the major questions that you have about Social Security. It's a fantastic booklet that goes through and talks about, you know, kind of the A to Z, everything you need to know about Social Security, a lot of the major questions that you have, a lot of the minor, more detailed questions you have about, you know, whether it's spousal benefits or widow benefits and how and when to file and everything. It really goes into some great detail. So we're going to give that away to the first 5 callers to our office today.
303-780-7350. 303-780-7350. 350. Just mentioned you heard of Kyle here on Haystack Help Radio, and they will get that to you. We got to take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Without changing your budget, own your home faster. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have learned to pay less interest to the bank, not change their spending habits, and own their home faster. Affordable Interest Mortgage has a possible solution. 720-895-0500. Does your current loan allow you to access your equity without refinancing for another loan at higher rates? Does your current loan allow your equity to make your mortgage payment without late fees or dinging your credit? At AIM, we have a loan that allows you those freedoms, all for 30 years. This could be the last loan you need. Pay off your home faster, pay less interest to the bank, access your equity when you need it, skip payments. Call AIM for details, 720-895-0500. If you're tired of paying all that interest up front on a traditional 30-year fixed, call 720-895-0500 and let us save you thousands. Home of the Asset Manager, locally owned and operated, where it is all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DOR, NMLS 298-191, Equal Credit Lender.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Listen, I've trusted my pets to Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center for over 11 years, and you can too. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they believe all pets deserve to have a good life. Whether your furry friend needs a checkup, advanced medical care surgery, boarding, grooming, obedience training, food, care products, or hey, just toys, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center has you covered. Open 7 days a week for your convenience, and they're located at 8681 East Lincoln Avenue in Lone Tree. Learn more at LoneTreeVet.com or give them a call, 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050. Tell them Scott sent you.
You were injured in an accident. You went to the doctor and you thought your insurance would cover it, but that was before you realized how the insurance company actually works and before you knew how long your pain would really last. So now you're stuck with a bunch of bills that you can't afford, and the nagging pain has been keeping you up all night, making you feel like you're going to lose your mind every day. You are not alone. There is an answer. Call Flesh and Beck Injury Attorneys. Flesh and Beck have the experience and the knowledge to navigate the complicated maze created by the insurance companies designed to minimize your claim. They will answer all of your questions and help you to determine if you are entitled to compensation for your pain and suffering. If you've been injured in an accident, call Flesh and Beck Injury Law at 303-806-8886 for a free consultation to find out if Flesh and Beck can help you get the compensation that you deserve.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Kyle O'Dell is with us. Check out his website, owrsfirm.com. And again, if you just joined us and heard that offer right at the end for some information on Social Security, it's a great pamphlet. Kyle will give away the first five callers. 303-780-7350. Again, 303-780-7350. So, Kyle, when you sit down with people and you know, this matter of Social Security comes up, would you say it's fair to say 90% of the people, at least, have really no idea? All we've heard all our, like you say, is the age and, you know, when we should probably file. I mean, they don't really understand all the rules and
different
choices.
They don't. You know, the biggest mistake that everyone makes, I'm probably going to poke a few people here when I say this,
that's all right,
is they ask their buddy, their coworker, their brother-in-law, and everyone loves to give advice.
Mm-hmm.
We all have answers, right? I mean, you know, when a friend comes to us or a friend asks us something, we love to give advice. And that answer always is, this is the most common one I hear, and it's wrong, which is, you should probably take that now, because if you die tomorrow, you're not getting anything out of it. That is the worst advice ever. So we're living longer and longer. When people pass away, if we have a married couple that's age 65, a married couple, there's a 50% chance that one of you will live to be beyond age 90. Now, you know, as we're looking at statistics. And so when we're looking at that, between the two benefits, let's say a husband and wife, and we've got, you know, usually there's a difference. One of them will have a higher benefit and one will be a lower benefit. Well, that higher benefit is the one that we really want to focus on to get the most out of.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I have a husband and wife and one of them passes away, well, that larger benefit is what stays in place. And that stays for the person that's still remaining, and it's typically the wife. On average, a female will outlive us guys, you know, by 14 years.
I know. How'd that ratio come about?
Well, Scott, I heard this a long time ago that, you know, I had a client tell me, you know, Kyle, you know why us guys, why we pass away early, right? I was like, no, what's the answer? He said, well, the answer is because we want to. We just get tired.
Right.
So us guys, we tend to pass away early. On average, women they survive us guys. It's by 14 years. So where we really want to focus on getting things right is that larger benefit, because in most instances, it's for the wife. She's the one that's going to have that for the long term, and we want to get the most out of that. So it is a big deal. We want to, you know, make sure that we take the time to get it right. And I get that all the time from families of, you know, well, what if I die early? Well, what if you die early? Okay. The odds are very low that you're going to. Mm-hmm. What if you live a long life?
Right.
Because the odds are much greater that you're going to have that happen. You know, I look at my grandparents who they retired at 55 and took Social Security as soon as they possibly could. And, you know, my grandfather's coming up on 90 now. And he has cost himself because he took that benefit early. Now, he didn't know it back then.
Sure.
When he took it, you know, around 1990 when he started taking Social Security, he's cost himself a couple $100,000. You know, and I've asked him, you know, how long did you think you were going to live into retirement? And he said, well, probably age 72, 75, somewhere in there. And I said, well, what'd you base that on? He said, well, that's when my parents passed away. Mm-hmm. Well, now he's coming up on 90 here later this year. He's outlived his parents by 20%. How much longer are we going to live? You know, I mean, we're living longer and longer. So that argument of, well, what if I pass away soon? I don't want to lose that benefit. That's not a very good leg to stand on. Now, if your health changes, or you've had some very poor health, or if there's a large difference in age between you and your spouse, or, I mean, there are a lot of factors where you should take it early. Mm-hmm. But for most people, you shouldn't.
And again, you're going to ask questions to make us think that we would never in a million years think about.
Right.
And everybody, and we stress this, everybody's situation is different. It doesn't matter what your buddy did or what your mom did,
right,
or dad did or a friend,
right,
did.
Nope. I mean, it's irrelevant.
Doesn't even
throw it out the window.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. So we need to talk through those things. A lot of things we need to consider when we're looking at Social Security is, you know, what is your health? What's the difference between your age and your spouse's age? What's that difference in there? What do taxes look like now for you and your family? What are they going to look like down the road? What are your assets look like? There are a lot of questions we need to figure out in there to help to determine how and when to file for Social Security.
You know, when we talk about the Social Security side and then you start looking at investments, let's talk about a little bit about, and one, I just had a guy ask me this while we were in the last, so I want to bring it up, but Roth IRA.
Mm-hmm.
Educate us on that a little bit, because it seems like you'll talk to some people, and they were talking about annuity. He goes, oh, my guy said there's no annuities that are good. And there's other guys said, oh, my guy says this, you know. Mm-hmm. So why do you get so many different philosophies with, yep, different firms and financial planners?
Yep. Well, the simple answer is that they don't operate under a fiduciary umbrella or hat. They're not wearing that fiduciary hat, okay? It's like if I walk on to – if I wanted to buy – the perfect vehicle for my family, and if I'm agnostic to being a Ford guy or a Chevy guy or whatever, right? Okay. If I want to buy the perfect vehicle for my family, then I probably should not walk onto a specific car dealership, a brand, whether it's a Toyota or Ford or someplace, and say, okay, I'm looking for the perfect vehicle for my family. What I should do is go and try a little bit of everything and go look around. I need to go try Honda, Ferrari, Bentley, Ford, Chevy, Toyota. I need to look at everything.
Right.
Right. And so on my end, my job as that fiduciary is to be agnostic to products and strategies and so forth and figure out what is it that you need, what is it that you want. You know, and I ask families all the time, you know, that like if I said, Scott, here's a hammer. I want you to go outside in the front yard and chop down a tree. Now, if you had no experience ever in your life using a tool, and you went out and tried to chop down that tree with a hammer, and you came back an hour later and said, Kyle, all I did is make some dents. Right. I lost 10 pounds, and I'm really frustrated.
Right.
Right? Well, Scott, we have the wrong tool. The question is, what are we trying to accomplish? We're trying to take down a tree. Well, we need a saw. Now, if later I said, Scott, I want you to take this nail and put it in a wall, and again, I handed you a hammer, you're going to look at me and think, Kyle, I hate hammers. Hammers are bad. Hammers don't work. Well, again, it goes back to what are we trying to accomplish? An annuity can be a fantastic tool. If you go look at, you know, you read whether it's CFPs or what are certified financial planners and all the financial planning organizations and articles and publications and everything that are out there, they all tout annuities. But then you listen to people, and half the families out there hate annuities, and half of advisors hate annuities. And the reason is because they've had poor experiences with them, or they had a product that no matter what their assets were, it seemed like everyone tried to force them into an annuity. But for the right person in the right situation, an annuity can be a great, great situation. Every family that comes in my office that has a pension, which that's all an annuity is a pension. It's a guaranteed income for life. In most cases, that's how it's used. I promise you, there is not one family that has ever come in my office that would ever give up their pension.
Sure.
They love their pensions. When you have a pension on top of Social Security, which gives you more security overall and more of a predictable income coming in, it's a greater foundation for your income. You know, if that's what you need, an annuity may be proper for you. Mm-hmm. But if that's not what you need, then it may not be appropriate for you. It's just, you know, and when you hear a lot of the negative things out there, I would always say, you know, I would always ask, what's the source? You know, Wall Street has stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. They hate annuities for the most part.
Right.
Right. Whereas you go to, if you go talk to someone that is just licensed for insurance only to sell life insurance and annuities, and you ask them what they think about stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, usually you're going to get, well, I hate stocks, bonds, and mutual funds.
Sure.
Right. Tell you what, I mean, all my clients have a little bit of all that. My job is to be agnostic to all that and figure out what is best for you. And the biggest thing that I do along the way, my job is to make sure we don't make a mistake.
Right.
That if you walk out in the front yard, my job is to make sure that you don't have a hammer in your hand, that you have a better tool.
Sure.
Right? That down the road, if you don't care about having a guaranteed income and you're okay with the market and how we do things defensively on that end, then an annuity may not be for you.
Right.
But if you want to sleep at night and you want as many guarantees as possible, then an annuity may be appropriate for you. And we need to have that discussion.
Again, we mentioned this at the end of our first segment, but real quick about the Social Security pamphlet.
So in our office, yeah, you know, we've spent some time today talking about Social Security. And in our office, we've got a Social Security pamphlet that is fantastic. And, you know, with that, it goes through and covers a lot of the major and minor questions that you have about Social Security, everything about how to file and when to file. It will talk about, you know, spousal benefits and widow benefits and all kinds of things. And so for the first five callers today, we're going to give that away. And if they call our office, we'll give five of those away today.
303-780-7350. 303-780-7350. Just mentioned you heard Kyle here on Haystack Help Radio, and they will get that information to you. Kyle, always great information. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Scott.
You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is proud of their 45 years of HVAC service to Littleton, Highlands Ranch, and Denver metro area. Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox and Carrier expert heating and air conditioning contractor. They are proud to offer the finest heating, air conditioning, and indoor air quality products with prompt and professional customer service and satisfaction. Call today and mention Haystack Help Radio and save $25 off any repairs or $100 off your furnace installation. Call 303-798-3880. That's 303-798-3880 for your appointment today. Littleton Heating and Air, A-plus members of the Better Business Bureau and official Haystack Help registered company.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
Tired of walking into your local gun store and seeing the same old thing? Hey, let me tell you about Rampart Firearms. You'll find a great selection of guns, ammo, tactical, and personal defense weapons. Rampart Firearms is also a great stop for all of your hunting and shooting needs. Shotgun, rifle, or pistol. From predator hunting to your next big game trip, Rampart Firearms is located in Douglas County at the foot of the Rockies. Just a quarter mile up Highway 67 off of Santa Fe in Sedalia. They're open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 7, and hey, you'll only pay 4% tax on your purchase. Rampart Firearms, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050. Or visit them at rampartfirearms.com.
Denver's Afternoon Rush. Rush to Reason is coming up at 3. Now, back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Again, thank you so much for joining us. Happy Monday to everyone. Now joined along with Marie Christine, as we do every week, to talk to our good friend, Dr. Shane Stedman. Dr. Stedman, how are you, sir?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. Doing great. Thank you very much. You know, our topic today is something, I sent you a message this morning to ask you about it because someone asked me about it over the weekend. I said, you know what, if it's good for the doctor, we'll talk about this, because I know you certainly handle this, and it's the subject of vertigo. And it affects a lot of people and a lot of different ages and all the different things. So let's just start out, you know, with what you see in your office, and then we'll kind of get into the topic here of vertigo and what you can do to help us with that.
Well, vertigo, you know, I think it's always nice to kind of touch on vertigo. A lot of people sometimes will say, well, I don't have vertigo, I just have dizziness. And then other people say, I don't have dizziness, I have vertigo.
Right.
And they can be interrelated, but they are, you know, they are different. So usually vertigo is kind of when somebody feels like the world is moving around them when it's not, or they actually can feel like they're moving. So one of the questions that we actually tend to ask a lot of patients are, do you feel like you're moving, or do you feel like the world is moving around you? Hmm. And kind of that movement actually gives us, well, the answers that they give us will tell us whether or not they're perceiving different parts of your brain, actually. So different parts of your brain will make you feel like the room is moving, where the other part of the brain will make you feel like you're the one that's actually moving. And so actually what's happening in both of these cases is that when you feel like the room is moving, what your eyes are doing is your eyes are having a slow drift to one side. So it can be to the left, right, up, down, or even at the angles. So we'll even ask the person, like, which way does the room move? Does it move to the left or right or up or down or angles? And this actually gives us a lot of insight into which part of the brain is not working very well. But the vertigo sensation that people have, because they're always like, why do I have this? What's going on with me? Is their eyes are moving. And so there's a slow drift to one side, and then there's a fast, they call it refixation, or a fast fixing back to where it started. So you might have a slow drift to the left, and then a quick reset back to the right. And so this happens over and over again. And there's a term called nystagmus. So people are semi-familiar with that term, but you can have a slight little nystagmus that's really hard to see, but it's enough to make you feel like the room is moving. And then people lose control. And so a lot of times we see a lot of people have like anxiety with it, or they get frustrated because they don't feel like they've controlled their environment.
Now, Scott and I both took a stab at writing down the word nystagmus, and we both spelled it very differently. So can you tell us how to spell it?
Yeah. So nystagmus, usually spelled N-Y-S-T-A-G-M-U-S. N-U-S.
Wow, we guessed very wrong.
I got two letters wrong, two.
So it should be a game show.
Yeah, exactly. Tell him, Johnny, what he's won. Well, you know, and here's one thing I was reading about this because, I mean, man, it can lead into something really serious because one thing I read, you can tell me if you agree with this article, it said persistent vertigo has been linked to mental health issues, and a psychiatric problem may cause the dizziness or vertigo, may affect a person's ability to function in daily life, potentially leading to depression or anxiety, which you just mentioned.
Absolutely. You know, vertigo is one of those that when we see patients come in with vertigo, I mean, they are just about their wit's end. You know, it's because, like I said, they don't have any control. And you start to feel bad because we've all been or had a little bit of dizziness. I would say most people have experienced something, whether you got up really fast or let's say you had too much to drink, you know, so you're laying in bed and the room is moving and you're going, I will never drink again until next weekend, you know. But we've all kind of experienced that loss of control of the room or your environment shifting on you. And, you know, for most of us, it was probably like 5 seconds or 30 seconds, or maybe you're hungover and it was right before you fell asleep finally, you know, whatever the case may be. But some of these people that have to do it day in and day out and all day, and then they can't drive. We've had patients I know that have lost their jobs. I mean, all sorts of stuff because they can't control it. And it definitely leads to a lot of psychiatric issues.
Now, you're mentioning, Dr. Sedman, that it has to do with your eyes moving oddly. Can you actually see? I mean, if you're looking at someone with vertigo, can you actually see their eyes moving weird?
So, no. So, here's the thing. So, most people, when you're fixated on a target or when you're looking at something or someone, you can actually suppress that nystagmus or the movement. And let me give you a great example. So you always have kind of two groups of people, or you have, well, just back up. You have a group of people that have car sickness. So anytime they're a passenger, they have car sickness, but when they drive, they don't. And the reason is that when you're driving, you're fixated on the car in front of you, so your eyes aren't moving. But when you're a passenger, you're not fixated on anything. So then your eyes will actually start to drift. So now the car is moving and your eyes are drifting. So your body is like, am I going forward? Am I going to the side? I don't know where I'm at. And this is where people start to get nauseous and car sick. But if you tell somebody who's a passenger, hey, just stare at the car in front of you as you're driving, or stare at a sign as it goes by or a building, they can actually shut down that nystagmus. So when you're looking at people like dead on, you often won't see the nystagmus because they're staring at you. So one of the things that we have to do in the office is we actually put the patient in the dark, and we have some goggles that have infrared cameras.
I remember those goggles.
And so once you put them in the dark, all of a sudden you'll see the eyes will start to move. And a lot of times people are like, oh, that's it. I feel like I'm moving to the left. They're like, you must be spinning me. I'm like, I'm not spinning you at all. Like, I haven't even touched you. And they're like, really? Well, I feel like you're turning me to the left. I'm like, nope.
Wow.
So that's your vertigo. So you don't always see it. But if somebody's really, really, really bad, you'll definitely see it. And then they can't control it. It is so out of sync that their eyes are moving and you can see it.
Some of the technology Dr. Sedman has in his office, Scott, is so cool. I remember because I was having some migraine issues. So Dr. Sedman put those goggles on me. And what they do is they project your eyeballs on this big giant TV screen. And then he actually did spin my chair and watch what my eyeballs did. And they, you know, moved wrongly than they were supposed to move.
Right.
And yeah, it's a cool, cool machine.
Wow. So, you know, some people may think of this as more, without hearing what you just said, kind of an inner ear problem or an ear problem.
Yep.
Is it sometimes that the issue?
So we've been talking about the eyes and kind of describing what you tend to see and why people have that sensation. Now, the eyes are strongly controlled by what's called the vestibular system. And the vestibular system, that's your inner ear canal system. So you have these really cool canals. You have three on each side. And what they do is they tell you where you're at in space. Helicopters have the same thing. So I have a brother-in-law who flies helicopters, and we were actually talking about this. There's actually kind of a bubble, so to speak, and there's one that tells you if the helicopter is right or left, up or down, or front or right or left, up or down, or rotated. And so those bubbles, there's three different bubbles that tell you where you're at in space with the helicopter. Well, we have kind of the same thing in our inner ear. They actually have fluid in them, and they tell us, are we right or left? Are we front or back or up or down? And so those canals sometimes can get out of sync where they're not talking with the other one. So now you have this one canal that's gone rogue, you know, so to speak. And so this one canal says, no, we're moving to the right. And so your eyes go, okay. And so then your eyes will react accordingly. And so this is what creates that vertigo response. Now, the most common thing you'll hear out there is that some people have crystals in their ears. And with these crystals, they actually they can sit inside that fluid, and they bump these little cells, and they're called hair cells. This is going to be the most technical radio show ever for the month.
Yeah, that's okay.
So you have these little hair cells, and they're really cool. So what happens is if you bend the hair cells one way, they turn the signal on, and if they bend back the other way, they turn the signal off. It's almost like an on and off switch. And so that's what the fluid does. The fluid will push the hair cells one direction to tell you you're moving to the right, and then they'll push the other direction to tell you that you're not moving to the right, or and vice versa for all the canals. So when you have little crystals or like little rocks and things like that or debris, it actually bumps these hair cells, and then all of a sudden they're being bent different directions, and your brain goes, what is going on? Where am I at in space?
Wow.
And so that's one of the things it's pretty common, and those are some maneuvers that you can do to actually get rid of those crystals.
So if you have an unusual amount of ear hair, does that affect your balance?
No, or every guy would have issues as we got older.
No kidding. Yeah, I want to do a show. I'm going to find somebody and tell me, why do those weird hairs grow there? Yeah.
Okay. If I figure out that answer, I'll let you know. Okay. No, it's the hair cells on the inside, so where the fluid is at.
All right. Different than the hair that pokes out where everybody can see.
So correct. Someone, let's talk about, you know, what people, when they come in your office, I mean, you've described, you know, a ton here, but when they talk, are they talking more about balance problems? Are they talking about lightheadedness or the dizziness? What's affecting most people that you see?
You know, it's all over the board, and actually that's the hardest piece. Because even today, I got through at the re-exam, and we were talking with the patient, and, you know, he's like, oh, I still have dizziness. I'm like, you know, and I really wasn't seeing much, but I saw his balance was off. I'm like, so, you know, I asked him, I said, does the room move? He's like, no, the room doesn't move. He goes, I just feel like unsteady. I'm like, so describe it. And he goes, oh, it just feels like my balance is off. I'm like, okay, well, that lines up with what I'm seeing, because I'm seeing you have some balance issues, but I'm finding that your vestibular system is actually working well. Where another patient today, she has a nystagmus, but her eyes go up and to the left, and every time we put her head back, it actually gets faster, and then when we put her head forward, it actually slows down. And so she said, oh, this makes a lot of sense, because when I get up and I go to walk around my couch to the left, I get really dizzy, so I never go to the left. I always have to get up and go to the right, you know, but every time she gets up, she moves her head back, and then her canals aren't speaking with each other, so then her eyes just start kind of moving on their own. So she gets dizzy, so she actually feels dizzy. So that's one of the things I think is important when you're talking with new patients, and that every patient's doctor should just ask them is, you know, do you feel like you're moving? Do you feel like the room is moving? Do you feel just dizzy? Do you feel unsteady? Do you feel like you have a balance issue? Do you feel not grounded? That's another term we hear. So it's all over the board, but I think the doctor should be responsible for figuring out exactly what the patient's trying to describe, because they don't know medical terms, so they're just using the best thing that they know.
Sure. And is there a common age bracket for this?
Oof. Yeah, that's a good question. I'm not really sure on an age bracket, because I've seen it at all different stages now. I mean, usually as people get older, you know, you might see more balance. Well, as people get older, you definitely see more balance issues. I mean, that's pretty much a given, because that's one of the biggest fears with, like, seniors. And then as you get older, sometimes those little crystals or the debris can break off a little bit more. But you kind of see it all over the place, you know, depending on the cause, I guess, if that makes sense, because you can see it from everything with, like, Meniere's disease to crystal formation to sometimes in kids that aren't developing properly. So it's kind of all over the place.
Right. You know, when we come back, well, we got to take a short break. Dr. Shane Steadman's our guest. We'll open up the phone lines if you've got any questions, 303-477-5600. We're going to talk about some of the treatment and a little bit more about the diagnosis on this. And, you know, I mentioned Marie right before we went on air, and she was telling me of someone that she knew that had this. And I said, boy, especially for seniors, you've got, you know, you don't want them falling. Because once they fall and break a hip, arm, that's usually a downward spiral for health then. And this is something that really can affect that. So if you know of someone that you think possibly could be having this issue of vertigo, give Dr. Steadman's office a call. Hey, it's a free consultation, and it really may save someone's life or add a lot of years to their life. 303-781-5617 is the number, 303-781-5617. We'll be right back.
Medicare. There are so many questions. What to enroll in and what coverage will be best for you? Figuring out when to enroll. Where can you go to get all of your questions answered? That's easy. GIA Insurance. Since 1984, Group Insurance Analyst has been helping folks just like you. No gimmicks or fees, just honest help and guidance. Avoiding the most common mistakes in Medicare can make the difference between having good financial and health security or not. Perhaps the biggest mistake you can make is assuming that your health insurance will stay the same when you turn 65. Don't wait. Call the Medicare Help Team at GIA Insurance, 303-423-0162. That's 303-423-0162. Or stop by at 9195 West 44th Avenue in Wheat Ridge. GIA Insurance is an official Haystack Help Registered company and a member of SeniorResourceOfColorado.com.
This is Steve Hurley with Affordable Interest Mortgage. I'm reaching out to you to help answer questions regarding the value of a reverse mortgage. You've heard both sides. I'm dedicated to helping seniors. The reason, like you, I am a senior and a veteran. Our wants and needs are different when compared to years past. Give me a call at 720-895-0500. Remember, take aim. Call me, Steve Hurley, at 720-895-0500. NMLS number 243200, regulated by DORA, an equal opportunity lender.
Hi, this is Scott Watley. Let me tell you what I love about Stack Optical. They are truly one of the last optician-owned, family-owned optical stores. At Stack Optical, you can be confident you'll receive personal attention. For over 50 years, Alan Stack has shown he really cares about making his customers happy. Stack Optical also has a beautiful new location at 2233 South Monaco Parkway in Denver. Free and easy up-close parking. Stack Optical has an on-site eyeglass production lab. Whether you need office eyewear or a new set of shooting or golf glasses, Stack Optical has the solution with the Stack Sport Pack. Give them a call today and ask for their $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Your eyes and vision are one of the most important things in life. I'm confident at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference. That's 303-321-1578, stackoptical.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Trisna, owner of M4 Roofing and Gutters. We work with your insurance company, and you can rest assured that your roofing project will be finished on time and on budget. We understand the difficulties and stress that damage to your home's roof can bring. Let the highly trained staff at M4 Roofing and Gutters come out and give you a free inspection and estimate for your roofing project. Call today, 303-797-8600. That's 303-797-8600. Or visit us online at m4roofing.com. M4 Roofing and Gutters is an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau and haystackhelp.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. I'm Marie Christine here with Scott Watley and Dr. Shane Steadman. He's with Integrated Health Systems. Give him a call for that free consultation at 303-781-5617. Check out the website integratedhealthdenver.com. Now, Dr. Steadman, we're talking about vertigo, and you had mentioned that it's really important to clarify if you feel like you're moving around weird or if your environment is moving around. So my aunt actually has been dealing with vertigo for years now, and it's really been debilitating for her. And she has specified that when she walks, it feels like the room is rocking back and forth. So when you hear that, how does that tell you, you know, what's going on in her brain?
So usually, so if somebody feels like they're rocking back and forth, then in that case, and we're just speculating, obviously, but in that case, somebody's eyes could actually be coming together, so convergence, like doing a convergence and divergence. And by your eyes converging, it actually makes your brain think that you're moving forward a little bit, because if you moved close to something, your eyes would come together. And if you backed up, your eyes would go apart. So a lot of times if somebody feels like they're rocking back and forth, it could be that their eyes are converging and diverging on them. Or there could be an up and down eye movement of the eyes where they feel like they're rotating in a rocking back and forth kind of motion. So you always try to look and say, okay, is there like a nystagmus going on in the up and down planes of the eye, or are the eyes converging and diverging, coming together and going apart? So that's kind of where you start looking. And then if you're dealing more with like a rocking sensation, then might be looking more at the vestibular, where if you're looking at the convergence issue, then there might be something more with the fight or flight part of the brain.
So it's almost like she's getting cross-eyed every now and then, and that's making the room seem weird?
Yeah. So that could be a possibility. Your eyes don't really cross, but they'll come together. So it looks like they're crossing because your image will split like it's crossing, but they don't cross. They'll just come together and then pull apart.
So, yeah, where do you kind of start with somebody like that, with a new patient who's just telling you, you know, I have this issue with the room spinning around me?
So usually you always have to start on that exam. You got to start on the exam, and then you kind of find out if kind of what's going on. So if you look at the eyes and they come together, then you know, okay, this is more, then you know that we're dealing more with, you know, that fight or flight part of the brain that actually could cause that, or if somebody's getting the nystagmus, and I know that the vestibular. So just looking at the goggles, like the infrared goggles that we have, is actually a great, great place for us to start.
It always amazes me, Scott, how much Dr. Stebbin knows about the brain.
I know. Except when I go in, he's like, not much to work with, Scott. So, you know, let me ask you, should people who experience vertigo or some of this dizziness, I mean, when you think about people driving and is that something that can hit them really while they're even driving, or is it most of the time when they're going to be walking?
That they experience the vertigo?
Yes.
That can be different. Because driving, I mean, if you're a passenger, then they all end up being different parts of the brain. So if you have one area of the brain that's more impacting your driving, then you'll see that where another part of the brain or the part of the vestibular system can impact your walking. So it's all a little bit different, because I mean, even what's really fascinating is that people come in and talk about how when they go to the grocery store, they'll get really dizzy. And it's just, that's because you have so many different layers of textures, like the shelves and different colors, and you have all these things that can actually make your eyes move automatically, which can be a normal response, but we should be able to hold on. So sometimes their brain can't handle just the movement up and down an aisle. And that's a different part of the vestibular. So actually, I guess all in all, what's really cool is like when people do a really good job of describing what they feel, their descriptions actually give us a lot more information than they think. Because I know most of the time when we do consultations, we'll ask the patient, well, describe your dizziness, and they go, I don't know, I'm just dizzy. I'm like, okay, well, when do you notice it the most, and when do you notice it the least? And, you know, is it the room move, view room? Is it right, left, up, down, front, back, rocking? You know, all those different things give us a lot of info.
Hmm. Yeah, you mentioned right before the break something called, I think you said it was called Meniere disease. Can you explain that a little more?
So Meniere's disease is an autoimmune condition that affects your vestibular system. So basically, your immune system is attacking that inner ear system. And so a lot of people will get vertigo. They'll get tinnitus, which is ringing in the ears. And they can get a hearing loss, or they can get a fullness of their ears. So they can kind of get all those different pieces. But usually it's an autoimmune condition. So in that case, then you have to do rehab to the vestibular system, but then you have to go find out what the heck is making the immune system so mad that it's going to attack your inner ear.
Well, I'd imagine that's where integrated health systems could really help somebody, because you take care of the immune system as well as the brain.
Yeah, and this is actually one of the biggest reasons why, you know, I can come on the show and I can talk about the immune system and I can talk about the endocrine system, because when you get into just this topic alone, I mean, we can talk about how blood sugar can cause vertigo. We actually got a lab back this morning of a patient that has some dizziness, and he is anemic. So having iron anemia can also lead to vertigo. So vertigo isn't always due to crystals in the ear, which is kind of the main thought out there is, oh, you must have crystals, and then people keep rehabbing the crystals and they don't get better. Well, it can be a blood sugar issue. It can be an iron issue. It can be an immune issue. It can be a neurological issue. It could be B6. I mean, it could be a bunch of issues that can cause vertigo.
You know, I mean, we're going to have to get in more of this next week, but two terms I heard was peripheral vertigo and central vertigo. Give us 40 seconds on each of those, and then we'll pick this up next week.
Peripheral is probably when you're looking more at the kind of looking at the nerves and the conduction of that inner ear and how that works, where central can be more related to almost like a perception issue, or even getting into like the brainstem, like where everything kind of comes together. Mm-hmm. I mean, we can definitely touch more into that, but kind of you got to know if it's peripheral or central. So if you have crystals in the ears, that might be more of a peripheral issue, where central might be everything's coming in, but your brain's not able to pick it up with the right signals and know where you're at in space.
Right. Well, I'm telling you, it's great information. And, you know, most time we think about different services being a one-stop shop. So, but man, when you talk about a medical office that can take care of you with all these different conditions, and you know you're getting the right help and the right right advice from Dr. Stedman, I'm telling you, if you're suffering with this or anything else that you just haven't been able to get answers to, give Dr. Stedman's office a call, 303-781-5617, 303-781-5617. Mention Haystack Health Radio. It's a free consultation, and quite confident he'll be able to get you on the right road to health. So, Dr. Stedman, thank you very much, sir.
Thanks a lot, you guys.
All right. Have a good rest of your week. Marie, great information, as always. Wow.
Yeah, he always gets to what's causing it.
Yep. And that's what we want you to know as well. Again, 303-781-5617, Integrated Health Systems, integratedhealthdenver.com. Thank you for joining us today. Marie, as always, thank you for being with us as well. And check out our website, haystackhelp.com, and our helpline is always there for you, 303-333-HELP, 303-333-4357. Hope you have a great rest of your day and a good week. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.